By the way, we got a printout of a recent call. Someone's called 25 times this morning.
It was Mr. Faridmund.
Yes. How do you know his name?
Miss Madadi told me Miss Bozogmer was supposed to go to court and testify against Mr. Farney. That's probably why Mr. Faridmund was trying to contact her. Go bring Mr. Faridmund here. Zakiri, remember, be gentle with him. He is not a suspect. Just want to ask him a few questions.
Yes, sir.
So, Mr. Farney. It's Farad Farney, correct?
Yes.
When did you first meet Miss Bozogmer? Didn't you hear my question?
Why do you want to know?
Mr. Farney, we've brought you here so you can answer our questions, not the other way around. So how long has it been since you first met Miss Bozogmer?
3 years.
Why did you break up with her? We're going to be here all day if I have to repeat every question for you, sir.
No special reason. We both decided to go our own separate ways.
So why did you threaten her if that was the reason?
When exactly did I threaten her? She's lying to you. What's with all these questions?
Mr. Funny, I don't think you understood me the first time. I ask the questions around here and you answer them.
No way. I'm not going to answer your questions anymore until you tell me why you're asking them.
It's for your own good to answer my questions, otherwise you'll end up paying for it. So where were you between 9 and 11 p.m. last night?
I was at home.
You really shouldn't lie to us, Mr. Farney. You went to Miss Bozogmer's home last night, didn't you?
So what if I went there? Don't tell me you brought me here because she complained about me.
Miss Bozogmer can't file a complaint against anyone anymore. Because she was murdered last night.
Hey, Ahmad. Hey, Ahmad.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you Mehdi Faramand?
Yes, I am. How can I help you? What's the matter?
Please come with us. We'll need you at the police station.
Excuse me, can I ask why?
Don't worry, Mr. Faramand. It's nothing. You just need to come and answer a few questions.
Well, can I ask what it's all about?
I'm not allowed to say anything to you, Mr. Faramand. I'm just responsible for taking you there.
I mean no disrespect, but can I see your identification, please?
Yes, of course.
Let's go, Mr. Faramand. Let's go.
Let's go.
Mr. Faramond, I'll need you to stay here for a moment.
Sit down, please.
He's acting like he's so innocent.
Who?
Mr. Farney is behind it all.
Where's Mr. Faramond?
Outside. You want him here?
No. Hello, Mr. Faramond.
Hello, sir.
I'm Captain Filardi.
It's nice to meet you.
I'm sorry for taking up your time. Just want to ask you a few questions. I'll keep it very brief, all right?
That's all right. I'm glad to help.
Let's go to my office.
Sure.
Would you bring us some tea, please?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Kazem, I came here to apologize to you. I didn't realize what I was saying the other day.
If you came here thinking that Salmone and I will go back to square one with just a simple apology, you're dead wrong, my son. Unfortunately, apologizing isn't going to work anymore, Ismail.
Yes, I know. I know. It's no use. But, Kazem, I came here to apologize to you and to, get that doctor's number. You were absolutely right. Whenever I get angry or whenever I lose my temper, I don't realize what I'm saying or what I'm doing. I swear to God I regret it afterwards. Cause, when I came out of your house the other day, I really regretted my behavior. You're like my own father, so I'll do as you say. I've decided to, get treatment. I'm not in a rush anymore to start my married life with Samanair. We'll get married after I get better and whenever the doctor gives his approval.
I'll go get the doctor's number for you.
Thank you very much.
Dad, was it Ismail?
Yes.
What does he want?
He came here to get the doctor's number. Here you go.
Thank you very much. You said he's a specialist, right?
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll definitely go see him.
Take care.
Goodbye. I'm sorry, Kazem. Is Samanair home?
Yes.
Can I talk to her for a few minutes, please?
No, you can't.
I'll talk out here.
I've told Samanair she's not allowed to talk or go out with anyone until you get treated by that doctor, you see.
Yeah. I'll do as you say. Say hi to Samanair and Mom for me. Goodbye.
Samane. He wanted to see you, but I said no. Make sure you do the same until he sees that doctor. Do you understand me?
So he didn't come here to get the doctor's number?
He did. But getting a number, getting treated are two different matters. I know what you are like. You'll probably feel sorry for him right now. But you need to listen to me, sweetheart. Don't let him talk to you until he's finished getting treated, okay?
Someone there? Can you turn off the stove, please? One, two, three. Hooray! Oh, hello. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Shh. Come on, let's play.
Hey there, my little princess. What happened? Didn't you find it, Dad?
No, son. I hope I haven't lost it, otherwise we wouldn't have any evidence.
Maybe Maddie's got it.
No, he told me he placed it next to all the other documents.
Yeah, Paris, you hold Tuba so I can go help them.
Give her here. Come here, my darling. What's wrong? Hey, my sweetie? What's wrong?
What made you think of those checks now? Has the guy returned to Iran?
Ali Sadat said his shop security blind was up when he went to visit his sister in Shapur yesterday.
Why didn't he call us last night so we could go to his shop?
He said he looked inside the shop window but didn't see anyone inside.
Daddy's home. Daddy's home. Daddy's home. Hello.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, son. Hey, Mehdi, I can't find Mr. Soheli's checks. Are you sure you placed it with these documents?
Is something wrong, Mehdi?
What's the matter, Mehdi?
Why won't you talk, son? Did something happen?
Miss Bazorkma is dead.
She died? Oh, my goodness, why?
The poor woman was so young.
How did she die?
She was murdered in her home last night.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
How did you find out, son?
I was at the workshop and some police officers came and took me.
Why did they take you?
They were doing their investigations.
Do they know who killed her?
Didn't the police tell you who killed the poor woman?
No, they weren't able to tell me anything. They just asked me why I had called her so much this morning.
You mean they think you're a suspect?
No, I told you. They're asking everyone questions. Farhad Fani was there as well.
No wonder she couldn't come to court and testify today.
That might be the reason why they killed her.
Is that right, Mehdi? Could this have something to do with her coming to the court and testifying?
No. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe Fani killed her so she wouldn't come and testify against him.
Oh, come on. I don't know how you can accuse people so easily. First you talk behind that woman's back and now you're pointing the finger at Fani.
Well, it's true. Otherwise, they wouldn't have dragged him over to the police station.
So what? Mehdi went to the police station too, you know.
Your father's right, sweetheart. You can't just kill someone that easily because of money.
Was she at home alone?
I don't know. They just keep asking me questions, but no one would answer my questions.
Did they hurt you, my darling?
No. The case officer was a really good person.
Hey, do you want to go over to the building and ask the neighbors what happened exactly?
No, you won't be doing that. All we need now is for the police to see you there and consider you a suspect.
He's right, Mehran. It's none of your business. The police know how to do their job. Hopefully they'll find the person who killed her.
Poor Miss Bozogmer.
Let's just pray God grant her parents some patience.
Could you perhaps tell me what that lady's last name was?
My daddy.
So she's saying that I killed Miss Bozokmir because she turned down my marriage proposal. That sounds crazy. You're a policeman, for God's sake. Does this even make sense to you?
No. But she mentioned some other things, too. Like how the victim turned you down in a harsh manner and you got offended and then started causing trouble. You scratched her car, you broke her car window, you wrecked her satellite dish and things like that.
I swear to God, she's making all of these things up, you know? When did I ever do all these things?
Well, some of the neighbors say that they suspect you broke Miss Bozogmare's car window.
You want to know why? It's because they judge me by my appearance, sir. My face isn't exactly angelic, you know? That's why whenever something happens in our building, they blame me firstly. But you're a police officer, though. You shouldn't make a murderer out of me. I'm innocent, and you know it.
Tell me, why did you threaten Miss Bozogmare?
What threat? When did I threaten her?
Well, according to Miss Madadi, she says you threatened Miss Bozogmare in her presence.
Who the hell is Miss Madadi?
Watch it, I'll have you detained if you don't talk politely.
I know who you mean. I apologize. You're talking about that rude lady. I'm sorry. She comes to my shop and starts yelling like a maniac. Well, I got angry and said some stupid things. Does that mean I'm a murderer?
So why did you keep going to Miss Bozogmare's place for no reason?
Well, there was just one instance when she wanted to buy a car. I took the car there for her to see, but she didn't like it. And I did the same with another car later on.
There was a third time, too. The day you drove over there in a white car, was it? The neighbors say they saw it. Why'd you go there that day, then?
That was the same day I went there to deliver her car.
Did you drive both cars there yourself?
I remember now. There was a third time, too. I went there to teach her how to drive, because the poor lady was afraid of driving.
Well, how nice of you. Do you always provide your customers with driving lessons, then?
You're talking behind that poor lady's back. That's not nice, you know. She's not here to defend herself.
I'm talking about you, Mr. Sufi. And I'm saying it in front of you.
I didn't go there on my own accord. She wanted me to sit next to her in the car so she could get the hang of it.
One, two, three, four.
Mr. Funny!
That's me.
Let's go.
One, two, three, four.
Have some water. All right. So you said you gave 250 million tomen to Miss Bozogmare as part of a divorce settlement. Is that correct? So what about the other 100 million tomen?
That was supposed to be a loan.
A loan?
Yes. She said she wanted to buy an apartment and she was short 100 million.
Ah, but Miss Madadi said you gave that money to Miss Bozogmare so that you could bribe her into not coming to court and testifying against you.
Who's Miss Madadi?
Miss Faranak Madadi. The victim's best friend. Don't tell me you don't know her.
Yes, I know her. I just didn't know her last name.
She says you gave a check for 100 million tomen so you could stop Miss Bozogmare from testifying in court. That's why you didn't put a date on the check. And why you agreed to clear the check after your court case with Mr. Faramand was over.
That woman is my enemy.
Everything she tells you about me is a lie. Miss Madadi is the reason why Sahar and I split up.
You're saying that check wasn't intended as hush money?
No, of course not.
Then why did Miss Bozogmare send you this text message that night before she got murdered, hey? I think I've changed my mind. I'm going to come to court tomorrow and tell the judge everything I heard. I'll mail you back your check. If Miss Madadi is lying, then what's the meaning of this message? Miss Stefani, all the evidence in this case so far shows that you're Miss Bozogmare's killer. If you truly are innocent, then don't make things worse for yourself by lying.
It's true. I gave Sahar that check because she was going to come to court and verify Mehdi Faraman's lies. Mehdi Faraman knew Sahar hated me because I had broken up with her.
Didn't she say that no one knew about your relationship with Miss Bozogmare? So how did Mr. Faraman know about your separation?
She came to my office a couple of times because she wanted to blackmail me.
You're talking about the 250 million toman?
Yes.
Why did you say blackmail? Didn't you say that that was for a divorce settlement?
Yes. She wanted me to give her money for her divorce settlement. But I didn't have any money to give her. So we had a fight about that a few times. Maybe my secretary overheard us when we were yelling at each other. I don't know. Maybe Sahar told her. All I know is that my secretary was the one who informed Mehdi Faraman about my relationship with Sahar, because she was the one who gave Sahar's address to him.
Why is that? Why would your secretary do that? Is she your enemy too, then?
Yes. She doesn't like me either.
And how come?
Because she'd never do her job properly and I'd yell at her. She asked me for a loan, but I turned down her request. She turned into my enemy because of these things. I fired Miss Jalili because she gave Sahar's address to Mehdi Faramond.
Is Miss Jalili your secretary?
Yes.
So you're saying your secretary found out that Miss Bozogmare was your secret partner, and now Miss Jalili's your enemy. She gave Miss Bozogmare's address to Mr. Faramond so he could go speak with her, and to try to convince her to come to court and lie about you. And when Miss Bozogmare hears a story from Mr. Faramond, well, then she decides to blackmail you again. Is that right?
Yes. That's right.
Bit of a strange story.
It's not a story. It's the truth.
Why then did Miss Bozogmare change her mind after you gave her the check?
I don't know. I went to her place last night to ask the same question, but she wasn't home.
Did you only go to her house then?
Yes. I called her from my car. She said, "Don't bother waiting for me. I won't be home for a few days."
And what did you do after that?
I went home.
So why didn't you go up to her apartment?
Why should I have gone there? I told you she wasn't home.
When was the last time you went to Miss Bozogmare's apartment then?
The day I gave her the check.
You mean a long while before the night of her murder, yeah?
That's right.
But we found your fingerprints on the handle of the victim's door, didn't we? That means you were there that night.
I only went up to her apartment door. I couldn't go inside.
Why did you go up to her apartment door?
I thought Sahar might be lying. I thought she might be home. I went there to beg her not to come and testify against me in court.
And how did you enter the building then?
I had the keys.
So you were able to go inside her apartment. So why didn't you?
I couldn't. Sahar had changed the locks to her apartment after we broke up.
How come?
I don't know. She called me once and said someone had gone to her apartment. She thought it was me because I had the spare keys. She probably changed the lock after that.
So you're saying you didn't go inside her apartment that night?
No, I swear on my life, I didn't.
But you see, I'm beginning to think that you decided to put an end to Miss Bozogmare's request for money once and for all that night. And that's why you went inside her apartment. You waited until she got back home, and then you killed her. And then you took your check for 100 million toman and left.
No. I swear on my life I wasn't even able to see Sahar that evening.
Stefani, what time did you return home that night?
9:30, around that time.
And why didn't you go out again after that?
No.
Will your wife be able to verify your claim?
My wife wasn't home that night.
Why is that?
We had a fight a few days before, so she packed her things and she went to her mother's place.
Why did you have a fight?
I was talking to Sahar on the phone and she overheard me.
Is your wife still at her mother's place?
Yes.
Write down the address here, please.
I'm begging you, please don't get my wife involved in this. I don't want her to find out about my relationship with Sahar.
Didn't you just say your wife overheard you talking to Miss Bozogmare and she left because of that?
That's right. But she's just guessing that something's up. She's not sure yet.
Mr. Farney, please, write down the address here. I'm beginning to think that we need to talk to her.
Why do we need to talk to her?
Because I need to make sure that Farney didn't send his wife to her father's house that night.
Why would he do that?
So he can claim that he was home that night and that he wasn't responsible for the murder.
Ah. But how embarrassing is it going to be when his wife finds out about everything? It'll be humiliating for him.
When you do something like that, you've got to face the consequences.
Tell me about it. What do you think is going on? You think Farney killed her?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty certain it was him. He killed two birds with one stone this way. He prevented Miss Bozogmare from going to court and testifying against him. And he also managed to get rid of her blackmailing for good.
Then why did he turn everything upside down in her home? Why did he steal her money and jewelry?
He probably wanted to trick us and make it look as though the burglar committed the crime instead of him.
Yeah, it's possible. But you know, I think if Farney was behind the murder, he searched the apartment in order to find the check he had given to Miss Bozogmare.
You're right about that. Well done. Well done.
Notify all the banks to inform us immediately if anyone goes to them trying to cash Farney's check, all right?
Sure, sir.
You get a court order so we can search Farney's house and office?
Yes, I did.
Then go and search Farney's home and office for the check, and then bring his wife downtown to the police station.
Sure.
By the way, did you ask Miss Madadi about what the stolen jewelry looked like?
No, you didn't tell me to.
I did tell you. You didn't pay attention. Ask her what the jewelry looked like and let all the jewelry shops know that if anyone tries selling jewelry with those characteristics without a purchase receipt, they need to notify us immediately. Tell them to act casual and keep the suspect busy until we get there.
Sure. What should we do about Sufi and Fatolahi? Should we keep them detained?
No, let them go. But make sure Fatolahi is being secretly watched.
Yes, sir. When will you be coming back from headquarters?
I'll be back by the time you bring Farney's wife to the station.
Come this way. Come inside, please. Take a seat while I go tell the captain you're here. Have you seen Captain Falardi around?
He's probably in Kashmiri's office.
Thank you.
Sure. I'll be finished by the end of the week, Major. Sure thing. Thank you. Goodbye, then. Did you bring her?
Yes, she's in your office.
Did she find out about her husband?
No, I mean, I don't know. I didn't tell her anything.
Hello.
Hello.
Please sit down. Sit down, please. We won't take up much of your time. I've got a few questions to ask, and I would be grateful if you could answer them.
Excuse me, sir, but why am I here?
I already told you. We just want you to answer a few questions.
What is it about?
Mrs. Farney, how many days has it been since you went to your father's house? I meant to say, how many days has it been since your husband has been home alone?
About a week.
And why did you go to your father's house?
I'm sorry. Why are you asking me these questions?
Please just answer my questions and I'll let you know afterwards.
I had a fight with my husband.
When you say you left your home of your own accord, well, what I meant was, did Mr. Farney ask you to leave?
No. Why on earth would he ask me to leave my own home? Can you please tell me what happened?
Do you remember this cartoon? My mom used to sit down and watch it with me and Siamak and Dariush. It's been so long since I last saw her. Did he propose to you? So is that what this is all about? He's a good man, Faranag. He's polite and kind. Oh, how good it would be for you to get married, Zaha. Faranag, I have a feeling he loves me. He's the exact opposite of Fahad. Make Mr. Azizi pay for tonight's dinner later on. You're crazy. We can't eat anything heavy for dinner. You should have left it for tomorrow's lunch. Who knows whether we'll even be alive tomorrow? I keep worrying that Fahad might come back. I wish you could stay the night. Please, can't you stay? I swear to God, I can't.
Come to my office. So you're Mr. Farney's lawyer, is that correct?
That's right.
You don't have permission to see him if it's related to Miss Bozogmer's murder.
No, I am not Mr. Farney's attorney with regards to that matter. I told the magistrate as well. I want to talk to Mr. Farney about a financial case. He needs to sign a document that's related to his lawsuit.
This gentleman has a court order to visit Mr. Farney. Just make it short and brief, please.
Yes, of course.
Zachary.
Yes, sir.
Go listen to what they're saying. He's not allowed to talk to Mr. Farney about the murder case, you understand?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
You heard what happened, right? They are making a murder case for me now. That Faramond guy was here today, too. I think he's trying to get back at me, and it seems like he's got really good connections considering the way he's framed me.
What are these, Farhad?
Where did you find these?
You mean you don't know? Didn't you tell the magistrate that you never got these checks back from Mr. Faramond? So you must have also told him to sell his property, right? Hmm? That's why you took the checks back from him.
Forget about this. I'm telling you, I'm getting blamed for Zahar's murder.
Why did you lie to me, Farhad?
Great. I thought you came here to help me get out of this mess.
Sign this.
What is it?
It's a withdrawal of complaint form. Sign it so you can take it to court and withdraw your complaint against Mr. Mehdi Faramond. If you don't sign it, I'll step down as your lawyer, give these checks to the judge, and I'll act as Mehdi Faramond's witness.
Very well. Help me get out of here, and I promise I'll withdraw my complaint when I come out.
Farhad, you either sign this document, or I'll tell Mr. Faramond to file a complaint against you and accuse you of fraud and deceiving the legal system.
Here you go. Help me get out of this mess now, Majid.
What do you expect me to do?
You're the lawyer. You're asking me?
I am no longer your lawyer, because I can't believe what you say anymore. Find another lawyer, and make sure that you don't lie to him.
I'm not a murderer, Majid. Don't leave me alone like this. Please help me. I didn't kill Zahar.
Swear on your children's lives.
I swear on my children's lives that I did not kill Zahar.
I just don't believe you anymore.
Let's go, Mr. Farney.
شبیهت را نمیدم، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیدم، بی تو
تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه، وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه، وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست، این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی.